This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the roof. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the right. American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Back to another session of Sanity right here on the real side.
I think Brexit's going to be a wonderful thing.
Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-ROAD-SHOW. 855-732-8. Donald, shut up for a minute, will you? 855-732-5563. And really, seriously, thanks for being with me today. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. So, couple of things. A little house cleaning, okay? All you guys that say you love the show, right? You like conservative commentators. I have told you a million times. The way we stay on the air is we sell our little trinkets. We sell things on our websites and what have you in our email blasts. Take a listen. Take a look. Find out what's going on. And I had David Fisher on the show last night. I got a lot of good feedback. Give him a phone call. Why don't you learn about what could happen? Still, even with President Trump in place, they have not agreed to repeal the Dodd-Frank Act, or even portions of it to speak. So, call 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. You need to find out. He's got white papers he's willing to send you. Right, so you need to find out about the coming bail-in. What a bail-in is, and can the government actually do that to you? And have they done it already in some areas and into some people? You can take your IRA. You can actually have your IRA in your hand. Precious metals. And if you call that number, 844-715-7311, that's Landmark Capital. Guess what else? He's going to send you a free Morgan silver coin. All right, and I mean, really, the only qualification is you can't live in grandma's basement. You got to have a job and two nickels to rub together. That's really the point. Also, if you head up to the website or to Amazon.com, you can buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. All right, Rick Green says from Wall Builders, where did that come from? Rick Green from Wall Builders says it's a must-read. Now, if Rick Green says you got to do it. Dr. Gina says it's a must-read. Tim Borelli, who was on the other night, said it's a must-read. So it must be a read of some kind, don't you think? Anyway, it's everything we've been taught to hate over the last 8 years. Everything we were told was bad for this country. Everything that they made up about us, and some of you bought into, you need to read it and find out about it. Seriously. And I give you the ammunition to push back. I give you the ammunition to fight back. Which is truly what you need. You know what I mean? Anyway, so Trump is being compared to Hitler everywhere. And we're letting him get away with it. And we shouldn't be letting him get away with it. All right, push. This is where I said to you, like in my book, I do. I give you the information you need to push back and fight back. All right, so the first moron that has... Oh, I'm sorry. Did I say that out loud? That was supposed to be in my head. So, former Mexican President Vicente Fox, because he's done so much for his people. I mean, they've got one of the most corrupt governments in the world when it comes to Mexico. And they're all up in arms about a wall that we want to put up. And how disrespectful it is to the Mexicans. Go look at their southern border. Go look at the wall that they have up. Go read the Mexican Constitution when it comes to immigration. It is 10 times worse than ours. Take a listen to Vicente Fox. Is this the one I wanted? Yeah, it'll have to do for now. 10 times worse than ours.
President of Mexico, Mr. Vicente Fox. Mr. President, thanks for being with us this morning.
Take a listen to
I think it's an understatement to say that you are no fan of Donald Trump, looking at some of the things you've said about him lately.
Just yesterday,
when I saw today's gathering of the Republican Party retreat, Mr. President, there reminded me this morning. I think it's an understatement to say that you are no fan of Donald Trump, looking to Hitler. What did you mean there?
Yes, comparing Donald Trump with Hitler and comparing the Republican Party with the Nazi.
Okay, because I like to do things the right way. Something went wrong. Something went sideways. Let me restart it, okay? Bear with me.
It's now the former president of Mexico, Mr. Vicente Fox. Mr. President, thanks for being with us this morning. I think it's...
Yeah, this is Vicente Fox on MSNBC. Where they just have a love fest to Mexican presidents with us. Oh, it's just wonderful.
It's an understatement to say that you are no fan of Donald Trump, looking at some of the things you've said about him lately. Just yesterday, you said, when I saw today's gathering of the Republican Party retreat, Trump being there reminded me of Hitler addressing the Nazi Party.
Isn't that amazing? And we let him get away with that. He's not even our president. And this is proof positive of what I've been saying for a long time, is we don't have any of our older folks around, really around in the homes, talking to our young people, truly about Hitler was all about. Today was the 70th anniversary of the liberation of Auschwitz, the baking concentration camp where they killed Jews by the millions. All right, I mean seriously, Hitler's goal was to make it an Aryan world. Only the blonde-haired, blue-eyed, strongest of the strong would survive and make it. Everybody else was to be killed, burned, thrown out, pushed aside, whatever. And if you really believe that that's what Trump's all about, then you've got a real mental issue. You've got a real psychosis, and you need help. Okay? I'm sorry, I've been corrected. It's the 72nd anniversary. Frankly, it should have been no anniversary. It should never have happened. We shouldn't have allowed it to happen. Right? We should have jumped in earlier. We couldn't be isolationists. There's nothing wrong with being nationalists. Got to take care of me first. You know, in the airplane, you got to put the oxygen mask on first before you can help out your little one. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Just on the real side. Be back in a minute.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Honey, what is that in your CPAP mask?
Oh, that's just my mold collection.
Ew, gross! And what is that?
What, that bacteria colony right there?
Yeah, cool, huh?
Okay, CPAP users, admit it. You're not always as careful about cleaning your system as you should be. Unfortunately, a dirty mask and hose can make you sick. Respiratory infections, allergy attacks, and more. But now there's an easy way to protect yourself. SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of CPAP germs in minutes. For a limited time, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-944-1065. SoClean is hands-free. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP comes out clean and fresh in minutes. Don't let germs wreak havoc on your health. Call in the next 10 minutes for your risk-free trial. 1-800-944-1065. That's 1-800-944-1065.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
My name is Robin. I'm 47 years of age. I absolutely love One World Whey. It was about 5 years ago when a trainer told me it was the end-all of protein powders. One day when I ran out, I decided to try other brands. I spent 8 months and could not find a replacement. I went through tons of brands, types, and flavors, and almost all of them tasted unnatural and not pleasant. When it all boiled down, I came right back to One World Whey. I buy the cost-effective 5-pound container, and my family craves their One World Whey too. I look forward to and enjoy having my One World Whey and feel great after I drink it. Thank you, Synergistic Nutrition, for perfecting a protein powder in the product One World Whey. From taste to how it makes me and my family feel, you get an A++.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You are some messed up white people.
Oh, come on, it's a lot of fun. We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you. Come on, sit down. No dancing. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time. No, this was good music. This was music. Right? Anybody with me? Did I lose y'all? Anyway, Joe Mancini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you there with me. Appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And, you know, I forgot about this story today. I'll go back to the other thing in a minute. But somebody just sent me a link to, I guess Charles Krauthammer said today on Fox News that the losers are the human race because they just injected stem cells into a pig and made it part human and part animal. They're actually talking about injecting certain stem cells into pigs so they can regrow ears and fingers and toes and stuff like that for people. I want you to think about that. Think about what that actually will do. Right? Okay, back to Trump while you're throwing up over that. Look it. Today being the 72nd anniversary of the liberation of Auschwitz, I want you to envision what that was all about. I want you to think about the people that were there. People, the humans that were there. And because we were isolationists at the time, we didn't want to get involved. No, no, no. We knew what was going on. There is no way in God's creation that our allies and we did not know what was going on, but we didn't want to get involved. Right? You're going to take the rights away from a woman to have an abortion, and we can get millions of people to march the streets, right? But when they were, come on, I want to make you sick. I want to make your stomach turn. So when they were gassing and killing the Jews by the tens of thousands, you know, into the millions, we couldn't get involved. That's their war. That's their problem. Right? And Christians, you need to do your history. You really need to take a check on your history. Because the Christians in Germany refused to get involved. You know why? Two reasons. Some churches believed it was God's will. You know, because everything that happens is God's will, which is a line of bunk. And number two is Hitler basically told the Christians he would leave them alone if they looked the other way. Now, here's the problem with that. Right? He had already reneged on agreements he had signed with other countries. What made them think that he was going to leave them alone. And really, as a man of God, you're going to look the other way while Jews are being exterminated? Because the human may take your life? Are you serious? How much of a man of God are you really at that point? Anyway, Mexican President Vicente Fox joined the Morning Joe show, not here, on MSNBC. And said that basically when he saw Trump speaking to the Republican, you know, the Republican legislators, it reminded him of Hitler addressing the Nazis. Just a nut job.
Comparing Donald Trump to Hitler, what did you mean there?
Yes, comparing Donald Trump with Hitler and comparing the Republican Party with the Nazi Party, because they don't seem to have free mind. They don't have to decide on their own.
No, they are what's the word I'm looking for? They are you're pushed. I guess Donald Trump bullies them all. He bullies them all into believing like he does. He has bullied. Think about this guy. This guy's got some real mind-bending power, doesn't he? Trump has got those Republicans believing that we should protect ourselves on the southern border. How outrageous. Vicente, what do you do with your southern border? No, really, what does your Constitution say about immigration? Vicente Fox is a hypocrite. No, seriously. He is a delusional hypocrite. Because he enforced the laws of his constitution, which are 10 times worse than ours when it comes to immigration. But that's okay. That's okay because it's that liberal sickness where whatever I believe to be truth is truth and you're just going to do what I tell you to do or else it shows it how sick you are. So he thinks the Republicans have no mind. He thinks the Republican legislatures, they follow and do whatever Trump tells them to do. He's only been in there for a couple of months, right? I mean, well, a couple of weeks. Not even a couple of weeks, a week. And he's already got this guy labeled, you know, as a mind bender. Because he wants to save our country. Because he wants to give us an actual border that we protect. You see what I'm saying here? They're sick people.
They seem to be doing just exactly what Senor.
You're on an English show. Can you speak English, please?
Trump proposed to them.
Not Senor Trump. He's President Trump to you, un-President or ex-President Fox.
Say, Senor Trump, please, please. please grow up. I mean, now you're president of...
Please grow up. Please grow up and allow people to come over the border without being checked. Allow people to take advantage of the money that you guys have available for us. Allow money to be sent back. $60 billion deficit, trade deficit with Mexico. Do you guys understand what that means? Do you guys understand what that means just in jobs alone in our country? Do you get it? Probably not.
About a great nation of the most powerful nation in the world. Please grow up.
Yeah, don't forget that, Fox. We are the most powerful nation on the planet. So as you pound on the man that has the keys to the most powerful nation on the planet, see if you can remember that.
Be or try to be a real president and keep throwing smoke balls. Your strategy in dealing with businesses is not the one to do.
I love that, though. What has Vicente Fox done? What does he have? How successful is he? Smoke. What's a smoke ball, by the way? I don't know what that is. But think about this. Here he is telling, he comes from one of the most corrupt countries on the face of the planet. And he's telling our guy to grow up. What's wrong? Does he not know how to steal money like you do, Vicente? Does he not know how to hide money? Take advantage of his people? You know what? What a bunch of hypocrites south of the border. Look at how their people are living. Look at the poverty they're living in. They're coming up here in droves because you have no work for them. Because you come from a corrupt government. Some people get arrested, you don't find them for years. Who are you? Oh, I'm sorry, he was on MSNBC. That explains it all. I gotta calm down. I'll be back in a minute. Grab yourself a cup of coffee. Come on back. Really, seriously, I'll get control of myself.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc? Herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
I can see you right now in the kitchen, bending over a hot stove. But I can't see the stove.
Yes, so many commercials, Ryan. You're right. If I can get you guys to cut me some checks. Because, you know, we believe in capitalism here. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you spend with me on the air in the chat. Hey, look, it's the same complaint I have with you, believe it or not. I would love to continually speak. Not that I like hearing myself speak, but I would love to. But, you know, just have some patience. Got to pay for the show. That's how you stay on the air. And listen, any of you want to send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. You know, you just put a capital TRS in the subject line. So I know you're trying to sell me something. You know, let me know the topic, maybe the guest or what have you, that you think I might want to have on the show. Right? And I would appreciate it. It helps me a lot understand. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563 if you want to be part of the conversation. I do appreciate the time you're spending with me. We're having like a really hardcore left meltdown. You know? It's just amazing. Somebody in the, what do you want to call that, Facebook feed? Somebody in the Facebook feed earlier said, you know, Trump, he's acting like a fascist. Well, here, I got a little game I want you to do. I'm not gonna respond to it yet. All right? You go and go on Google and type in fascist and see what you get for a description. And you can tell it's an upgrade or it's an update for recent issues. And then go to Bing, because Bing hasn't been tainted as bad yet. Or even Yahoo. You could do it there too. And look up the word. You get different meanings for it. And my parents who grew up in Italy, or my grandparents who grew up in Italy, they know what a fascist is. They have a clue. They lived it. Some of you who think socialism and communism is so great, you haven't even lived it. You read this propaganda on it and you believe it. Go live it. Go grab a group of people from Venezuela, see how they feel about socialism. But don't ask them until you bring them here and feed them a little bit. Let them see what's in our grocery stores. Let them see what we're able to do. And then see how they feel about socialism then. They're robbing trucks on the way to the grocery store. And it's not because they don't have money. There's no food to buy. No, it's socialism. Everything's wonderful. Under socialism, everything gets fixed. Everybody gets a job. Everybody gets an apartment. Yeah, that's how it works. Anyway, Vicente Fox is being interviewed on MSNBC calls. Now, here's a guy from another country, an ex-president from another country. Think of what he's saying about our current president and ask yourself, how would that go over if it was an ex-American president or current American president? How do you think that would go over? What do you think?
In government and among nations, we take you seriously. As seriously that President Peña decided not.
If you took us so seriously, why don't you come here and talk about us, about the serious issues we have with millions of Mexicans coming over the border over the years, sending money back home, about you not locking up the people you should be locking up, about letting your political prisoners go? Yes. Yeah. Like they're the saints.
To come to the United States, it was not a mutual decision. It was our president's decision, because we are offended, because we've been harmed.
The mutual decision, my friend, and this is what makes the libs crazy, is he's going to tweet out information. His people aren't going to put up with the media, you know, screwing around with the real meaning of what's taking place. The mutual agreement, my friend, was your president, your current president of Mexico, who even has a lower approval rating than Mr. Trump does, saying that if Mr. Trump didn't back off the wall stuff, he wasn't coming. And President Trump went, hey, don't come. Not a problem for me. I'm building the wall whether you show up or not. And yes, you will pay for it. No. And that's where people get confused. They're going to pay for it. They're going to pay for it. Taxes, tariffs, right? Wiring money to Mexico from America. See, here's the thing. When you bleeding heart liberals, you don't tie anything together. Everything to you is a singularity. Oh, the guy's just trying to feed his family. Okay, well, that's great. The guy's just trying to feed his family. Then why doesn't the Mexican government, who's as corrupt as all get out, why don't they make economic changes in Mexico so these guys can actually work down there? So they come up here to work. They skirt the system. They don't pay taxes. They use our emergency rooms. Right? They use our system. And then they send the money they make down to Mexico. Because there ain't no system there. But, hey, it doesn't hurt us at all, right? Doesn't cost us any money. Get a brain.
And because you're affecting our businesses like Ford Motor Company. Ford Motor Company now has a ban. Now people is not buying Ford cars because you played around with Ford Motor Company.
People are buying Ford cars. Are you an idiot? You mean, oh, I'm sorry, they're not buying Ford cars, or won't be, made in Mexico. Right? I mean, that's really what it boils down to. This is, don't you see, guys, you've got to read between the words or between the lines. And he's not that, he's easy. You don't even need me for this. This is easy. Because, you know, he's upset that money is leaving Mexico. He's upset. And think about how their people are treated. Right? Think about how Mexican people are treated. Think about, you know, when you talk about minimum wage and how they're treated in these plants and all of that, do you really think they get the same treatment they get here in America?
Now, several Mexican states that buy units from Ford Motor Company are not buying anymore. Several corporations in Mexico have done the same. And now you move to...
So let me see. We have Mexican corporations that won't buy cars from Ford now because they're not going to build a plant in Mexico. Who cares?
You're going to charge for the wall. How do you think that Mexicans are going to pay? Your proposal yesterday was a 20% tax on Mexican imports. Do you know who pays a tax when you import? It's the American corporation, the company that is importing the car. And if that car...
No. Vicente, let me help you here. Let me help you, because you're obviously quite a bit confused. See, if Ford builds this plant down there, and it hires Mexican workers, and it takes work away from American workers, we have to pay unemployment for them, right? And the plant that they build in Mexico, they're not under the strict EPA rules that we're under up here. They don't have unions to contend with. They don't have all kinds of government garbage to deal with. And so you can sell the cars cheaper. Why wouldn't Ford want to build the cars down there, take them over the line, and sell them up here for more money, bigger profits? And I would think you libs would love this, because you don't want corporations to make that much money. So what's the big whoop? But see, Vicente, when we build the cars here in this country, then Americans, not Mexicans, Americans, they work on American soil. They work in American towns. They send their kids to American schools. All right? They're paying taxes into the American system, not to be sent to Mexico, but to be put back into the education system, into the highway systems, into the whatever, Social Security, whatever it is. And yeah, it is a nationalist attitude to a degree, because we have to fix ourselves first. We have to take care of the 94 million Americans that are out of work first. And if it's so bad, it's so wrong, then why has Japan and why have companies from other countries, and including Ford and GM and what have you, now agree to spend billions of dollars building plants? And when you're spending billions of dollars building plants, the beauty behind that is, guess what's happening? Local contractors are getting jobs. Local American contractors are getting jobs. Just like Trump's game and I don't care. I'm going to call it a game, because it is. He does. It's a gamble in building the pipeline. But you got to use U.S. steel. Oh my God! You mean we can't get that cheap Mexican, Chinese or Japanese steel? The stuff that we've had issues with in the past. We can't get that. And yeah, will it drive the cost of some of the stuff up? Sure, it will. No question about it. Americans are very hypocritical in this area. They want cheap stuff, but they want it made here. They want cheap stuff, but they want Americans back to work. It doesn't necessarily follow suit. Hey, back more on Is Trump Hitler? Right after the break. Don't go far. Vicente Fox will be here with us.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Do you trust the economy? How about our banking system? Our president states that we're sitting on a bubble right now, and when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is outlining rate hikes here and now. There's never been a better time to turn your IRA into physical gold with GSI Exchange. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 800-261-5570. Ask about our Gold and Silver Investors Guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfers can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating on the Better Business Bureau, too. Get the security for your money now. Call GSI Exchange at 800-261-5570. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
You've got a love bite on your neck. He's coming back this morning. What's the matter with you? Your life's going down the toilet. Cover up that damn thing. Come on, put some makeup on.
All right.
I was made to wave the flag. I don't know about you. I'm Joe Messina, your host. I was going to say antagonist. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you're spending with me and the time you put up with all that fun stuff. Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. Hey, head up to the website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. You can do so many things. We're also live on Facebook. And if you head over to Amazon.com and you type in Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy, that's Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy, you can buy my book. It's all about all those things we were told for the last 8 years that we, you know, we shouldn't be proud of, that you should hate people like that. And I take them on one by one. I go through the book and I hit all those things that they say we shouldn't be, shouldn't like, shouldn't enjoy, and I give you actual facts that you can deal with to be able to take these people on. And don't be spewing the mantra of the party. Don't be spewing the mantra of your particular religious pulpit. Make sure you have facts and other things you have to work with so you can put these people in their place. Now, at that point, if they don't get in line, if you would, then you move on to the next thing. But, man, it's so much fun to slap them around with logic. They don't know what to do with it. Back to Vicente Fox, ex-Mexican president, who basically has no say in what goes on in Mexico, telling us what we should be doing with our borders, telling us how Mr. Trump and the Republican Party reminds him of Hitler and the Nazi Party. You know, because we are, that's what we're meeting for. We're finding out how many Jews we can get rid of, we can exterminate. Right? See, Mr. Vicente Fox, Mexico is a nationalist country on its southern border, on its northern border. No, we love everybody. We should be open. You should allow our people to go up there, take your money, take your resources, take your stuff, and send it back home again. Look, don't give me any guff. Keep your emails, because my family were immigrants. My family didn't break the law to get here. They didn't run through a river. They didn't run through a desert. They didn't pay a coyote to bring them here. They had to come over on a boat. They had to have a sponsor. They had some money. They had to have something. So don't give me that garbage, you know, Joe, it's your white privilege. No, 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 no. No, won't work with me. Tell that story to somebody else.
Mexico will keep selling at 20,000, as an example, U.S. dollars. It will have a 4,000 tax paid by a U.S. corporation. And finally, the consumer will pay 20.
No, and finally, the company will move to the United States of America.
24,000 instead of 20,000 with its own pocket money. So Mexico is not paying for the wall. You are paying for the wall. Taxpayers in the United States are paying for the wall.
And there are a lot of people in this country who agree with that assessment, including some Republicans in the Senate. But there's a long way to go from disagreeing on trade policy and a proposal from Donald Trump and comparing him to Adolf Hitler. In what way do you think he's like Adolf Hitler? Do you think there's a chance the United...
Yeah, I love this. He has no clue. The man has never read a book on Hitler. I'm sure. Take a listen.
United States of 2017 ends up like Nazi Germany?
Well, he's a populist, a real populist. I mean, Trump, he plays around with everybody. I mean, the way he spoke to the senators and the congressmen from U.S. Congress is incredible. I mean, he's playing around with it.
What do you say, Vicente? Can you be specific? Spoken like a true follower of the left lunacy. What did he say exactly? I'm curious. How did he treat the senators poorly? What did he say to them that was so terrible? I'm just curious.
Everybody, and that's why I make the comparison. Hitler was used to embellish, used to get in love people by his nice talking, by his promises, by their grand...
Yeah, but Hitler did come through with all his promises, right, at first? And really, people had jobs and things were doing better in Germany. I did it all the wrong way. And he did it to his own people. What are you teed off about? Oh, you're not going to get any more jobs. You're not going to get any more American money sent down there. Right? The cartels are going to be really up in arms because they're not going to be able to get over the border anymore. Not that easily. And I don't want to hear about tunnels being built. And I don't want to hear about fence jumpers and that kind of stuff. Because if you do it like they did, do it like they did the Berlin Wall. Make a no man's space between them. Put up the 20-foot wall with barbed wire all over the top of it, and then a whole kind of obstacle course in between to another wall. And by the time you get through all of that, yeah, we'll be there to catch you and push you back through, send you back over. I love the catch and release garbage I kept hearing about Obama today. Even without the wall, Mr. Obama caught and released more, deported more illegals than any other president. Actually, no. They were caught and released at the border. How is that a deportation? Help me understand that. Anyway, I'm enjoying this too much. We're going to finish it up.
The dreams. Trump just moved from tweeting or from campaign promises to executive orders.
All right.
Executive orders doesn't mean a thing.
Right. Vicente, we're on the same page. Executive orders don't mean anything. So what we need to do is go back and get Obama's executive orders and burn them all, because they don't mean anything. Or did you mean Obama's orders meant something, but I loved it. The Dems were screaming that what Donald Trump was doing through executive orders were unconstitutional. Well, two things I have to say. That first is, wow, I can't believe they actually found the Constitution somewhere. And secondly, really, so Obama signing them in was totally constitutional. Obama undoing them were unconstitutional. See, they don't realize something. They played the playground so long. Every one of you have teenagers. You know how the teenagers make up rules as they go when it comes to playing board games and stuff. And you sometimes had to fix the fight yourself because they were just so nasty about it. They were just being so childish, if you would. Making up the rules. Well, that's what the Dems did for years. For 8 years, they basically told the Republicans to shove it. That they knew what they were doing. Leave them alone. Right? That simple. And now they're having to pay for that. Now what we're saying is, oh, wait a minute. You changed the rules when you were in power. We're going to use your rules. You must have liked them. You put them in place. And even some of the Dems, the senior Dems, have gone and said, I told them this would come back to bite us. Schumer's trying to dance around what he did, what he agreed to. Right? With the nominations. But I said, look, if you're honest about it, Mr. Schumer, if you were really honest about it when you said you didn't like the fact that the Dems had changed the rules, you didn't want to play the game, but you did play the game. You still voted. I would have said every one of my votes would have been an abstention. No, I'm not in agreement with my party. I don't think it should be just 51, so I'm going to abstain from the vote. That's what I would have done if I was you. But no, you were so principled that you went against your own principles because you didn't want everybody to party mad at you. So, you know, I'm sorry. I just see hypocrite written all over the Democrat Party.
I mean, when he comes to Congress and tells them, I need them.
Did you hear the applauding? The applauding was being done by the MSNBC fools sitting at the table. Right? Think about it. I'm amazed.
Money for the wall. I need $25 billion for the wall. What is Congress going to say? And then he would promise again. He would tell Congress.
See, somebody. What somebody needs to do from our side, and this has been my complaint for years, get the whiteboard out. And the Dems, what a bunch of guts they have by coming on the wall. How are they going to pay for this? You never cared about how you paid for anything before. Your common comment was, well, this is revenue neutral. We're going to save money in one area, so spending money in the other will help, and it'll just be neutral. And he never proved anything. You know, the biggest boondoggle you got going, which is the Affordable Care Act now, even the GAO come out and said, hey, this is a mess. And this will continue to be a mess. And it's going to be worse than a mess. Right? It's just amazing. So, again, it's what I've been saying for a long time. Dems good, Republicans bad, and the idea that a Dem puts on the table, and, you know, I had like five videos I want to go through. Terrible. But anything the Dems want to do is fine, it's good, it makes sense, it's just, it's moral, it's godly. When the Republicans want to do it, they say it's an abomination. It's a bad thing, it's terrible, it's disgusting, it's whatever. It has to stop. People, it just has to stop. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Now listen, for those of you listening on Facebook, Facebook kind of forces us to reset at the top of the hour. I don't like doing it because there's a lot of you that are keyed in. I believe you're liking what you're hearing. So at the top of the hour, you got to reset. And after you reset, and just before we get going again, you should hop on Amazon and you should buy my book. Seriously. Buy the book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. I'm telling you, you'll thoroughly enjoy it. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Remember, on Facebook, reset. If you're on a station, go grab your coffee. Come on back. Hopefully, we'll still be there. You can find us on therealside.com, stations, times. And don't go far. We'll be right back.